I'm gonna do my song now.
Okay, yay!
Call me. Don't call Charlie. Call me. 855-75-CIVIC. 855-752-4842. Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. I got special guest political editor Dan Schaefer. We're talking about the Act 10 decision, which came down, the remedy decision came down yesterday. Here's where we're at. A Dane County judge has basically declared Act 10 unconstitutional and has said the whole law needs to get wiped off the books. Contextually, what did Act 10 do? It didn't make unions illegal. It just made it illegal for any unions other than police and fire unions, and not even all of them. So for general public sector employees to bargain for anything other than a COLA adjustment, which basically made unions sort of irrelevant at a certain level, and unsurprisingly, union membership plummeted. Here's what else happened unsurprisingly. Employees hired after Act 10 took effect ended up paying a much, much, much larger amount of their paycheck towards their pension benefits. That happened. And so real wages for employees that were hired after Act 10 went down. So you might be hired in the same like government service category, but your friend down the hall from you that might have been hired a year before or 2 years before would effectively make way more money than you did, sometimes in excess of 10% more. So it had a real wage decreasing impact because employees were required to make much larger contributions to their pension funds, and they couldn't bargain over that, right? Like, I'm not going to have a great amount of success like going to the city of Milwaukee by myself and saying, hey, I'd like you, just for me though, to actually pay more into my pension. Like, that's not how it works when you run these big governments. So it cost employees a lot. It also created a system where employees within the same departments and employees within the same jurisdiction were being treated drastically differently, not based on competence, not based on quality of work or efficiency or any of those things. People in the exact same jobs doing the exact same things were getting compensated very differently. There was lots of inequities that happened. And frankly, I experienced this. I was a union member when I joined the city of Milwaukee. Their city attorney union was still there. There were some, hey, you're not treated the same as me. It created divisions even within the employee ranks, both in a literal sense, but all in the like esprit du corps. Like, people didn't feel like we were all in this together. Now, many years out from Act 10, a lot of the folks that came into service prior to Act 10 have retired. Many just left after Act 10. There was a major exodus from public service after Act 10. So it's more normalized now. HR departments aren't trying to negotiate with 15 or 20 different public unions every year for another collective bargaining agreement. But public employees have been paying a lot more for all of their benefits. Healthcare, pension, sick leave, you name it, we're paying much, much more. I'll just say this, and then Dan, I want to kick it to you for your thoughts. It is interesting because I've had so many people attack me to my face for being in government. Oh, you got the golden parachute. You guys just suck on the teat of the taxpayer. And I'm like, hey, if you want to make that complaint, make that complaint about the folks from 20 years ago that got the pension deal of deals from Milwaukee County. Make it, that ain't me. I'm paying with all my blood, sweat, and tears. And I think a lot of public employees felt that they paid all the reputational costs while they got economically screwed by Act 10. And the ones that ran off with the big sacks of money were folks that never got the ire of the public in the way that public employees in recent memory have. So I think it's had all kinds of both very direct economic consequences It's changed the incentive structure for people to go into public service, reducing it because the overall benefits are a shadow of what they used to be, for good or for bad. And thirdly, again, people paid a high reputational price when they weren't the ones with the platinum benefits packages. It was a great irony. Dan, go ahead. Your impressions of where we stand today.
Well, and I think, you know, the question that I have with this is, okay, there were all these cuts that came with Act 10, all these changes to the kind of foundational framework of the way that we compensate public employees. But to what end, right? And to what end have we done this? Has this materially changed the economy in Wisconsin, the way that we spend public dollars in Wisconsin? Most of what the Wisconsin Republicans who were in charge at the time of Act 10 also did was give large tax breaks to the many of the wealthiest Wisconsinites. One of the things that the Republicans also claim over and over again is how much Act 10 has saved Wisconsin taxpayers, right? They will invent these numbers, and they always like to push numbers from places like the McIver Institute, which just plucks these things out of thin air, and we, as many, you know, nonpartisan sources that we have to back it up, they will never verify those numbers. But they say it saves local governments money. Well, what was one of the biggest stories that we had last year in the state of Wisconsin was dealing with the broken shared revenue system. So if the goal of Act 10 was to solve this local government funding crisis,
it didn't do that.
It didn't do that because, you know, a decade later, they had to come back and fix the same system that was broken all over again because the formula was broken and they were, you know, state was hoovering up all of this taxpayer money from around the state and not sending it back to local municipalities. Now that was changed a little bit by the shared revenue law last year. But there are still many communities around the state who are still dealing with this problem, partially because they split the categories of public employees into two categories, the public safety, quote unquote, category, and the general employee. And so that's my question, too. It's just, to what end has this accomplished any goals? Because it has not produced the success that they are claiming that it is directly responsible for.
I'm going to take up Dan's question because there's layers of impacts here that I think we need to peel apart. We're going to do that after the bottom of the hour. We've got another great guest coming up, so we're going to finish this conversation, Dan, if you can stick around, about the Act 10 ruling. We've then got another great guest coming on. You're not going to want to go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn. Our discussion continues, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.